We are in Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Just saw a question yesterday from the Keren Irab. He says it lists the five reds. One of the ones listed is Daud Kaisis. What happened to Kiddush? What happened to Abdullah? What happened to Kaiso Birchus HaMazon? What happened to all those halachas when you need a Kais of a Revius? Why aren't those listed? Why is we list Daud Kaisis and we don't list the others? So the Keren Irab answers that Daud Kaisis includes all Kaisis of halacha. Meaning, when it says Daud Kaisis, it's an example of one. It could have listed all of them separately, but when we list the five, it's listing one of them as a Kais that we need for things, and use Daud Kaisis and, you know, just spread it around to the other places that you need a Kais for Rebbe. What?
Who's
Karen Ira.
The problem was with the Daud Kaisis was going to Rabbanah.
But that all these things are Rabbanah. Kiddush and Arkais is a Rabbanah. Abdullah is a Rabbanah. Chesamazin is a Rabbanah. That wouldn't make a difference. I saw in other Teretz, it came without a name, so I don't know who says it, that all those things you can do without. You can bench without a Kais. You don't have to drink. Drinking is not the issue. You know that you can. Yes, you should have a Kais of Revias, but it's not Ma'akev. You can have Kiddush without a Kais. You can make an Anchala. You can have Abdullah without a Kais. You can make it on Chamar Medina. You don't need wine. But therefore, it's only Daud Kaisis where you have to drink the wine, and there's no way around that. I mean, even though there are sheets in the Yaitz of Chamar Medina, but that's not so simple. Therefore, that's why it mentions only that. I saw that as another tarot. Pick and choose.
Bread.
What?
Bread. Chalik
is
a Chalik Kiddush right now.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's why Kiddush, he said, Kiddush can be made on Chalav, Abdullah can be made on Chamar Medina, and because some Muslim, you don't have one, you bench without. Whereas now with Kaisis, you have to drink. Okay, again, I saw that there. Karnari does not say that there. Karnari just says, now with Kaisis is the example. Okay. So I'm taking my advice.
Where are we?
I'm trying to find myself. We are to the Suleka. He's on Lamed Chesem and Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines in the bottom. 8 lines in the bottom, 38A. V'su Lekha, are there no more cases of Revias? V'hika, Mervias, Naitin, Yadayim, Le'echad. Okay, you know, before I start, I want to go back to one of the cases of the red. Because this is an interesting, again, I mentioned it yesterday. It's the Rishonim deal with it, and again, I wish I could say I understand all the different treatises in the Rishonim on this. When the Gemara brought the fact that we need a Revias of Dam to be Metama Ba'ayol, the Gemara brought the case of two Mesim combining to a Revias. The Gemara could have just as well, theoretically, brought a case of one Mace Revias Dam being Metame. So the question is, why did the Gemara bring the case of the two Mesim? The Gemara could have just as well brought halacha, the Revias Dam is Metama Bayo. It didn't need two Mesim. Right? So yesterday I spoke out the Mefarish that said, Lav Davka. That's what the Mefarish seems to say. Others want to say that we are picking sides in a machloikas here. That you could have said Revias Dam of one mace, but the Gemara decides to say that we're going like Rebbe Akiva, who holds it's a machloikas. Do we combine two mason for a Revias? And the Gemara throws this in to say we're going with that opinion. Wasn't necessary to tell us that, but the Gemara is picking a side in the machloikas. If you learn that way, it's going to make a difference in the next piece of Gemara. Again, according to the Mefarish, it's Lav Davka. For whatever reason, the Gemara decided to bring that example, but really the Gemara just meant Revias Medan from a mace, and the Gemara did not really want to get involved in a machloikas. It just decided to bring that pasuk, and once it brought that pasuk, it brought that mandiyama, but not because we hold that way. Other Rishonim seem to say that the Gemara is picking sides, that whoever listed these five is picking sides, like one of the mandiyamrim. He throws that in as an extra. You might as well know that I hold like Rebbe Akiva, who holds you can be mitzarif to Mesim, to a Revias. That's going to make a difference in as we read the next Gemara. Frank the Gemara of Suleka. Are there no more cases of Revias? V'ikam Revias Naitlam La'yadayim L'echad V'la'afilu L'shnayim. That you need a Revias of water for Netilas Yadayim, and you can use it for two people. Now, the Machlokes Rishayim, how you use it for two people, the Rush learns they can do it subsequently. Meaning, Reuven can wash from the Revius, and if there's water left over, Shimon can use the leftover water. You need a Revius for Netilas Yadayim, right? And this Mandiyama is saying, two people can use the same Revius if there's enough. If one guy can wash with a half a Revius, then the other person can use the other half of a Revius. That's what it says. Me'echad afilu lishnayim. That's the halacha. Again, it's a machlokes rishayim. I'm not paskening here. I'm reading the way the Rosh learns the Gemara. The two people subsequently, one then the other, can use the same Revius.
Isn't it a mission,
a straight mission? No, it's definitely not a straight mission. In fact, the mission says the opposite.
Okay.
The Mishnah says for four you need a chatzilug, and the Mishnah lists how much you would need to have more people wash.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. And for the Gemara, Mepukta like a Mairi.
Maybe so, but that does not assume that one person can use half Revius.
No, it can't. Right. You need a Revius.
But that's a little bit counterintuitive.
No, it's not. Once you have a Revius, two people can use it.
When the second guy doesn't have a Revius.
But it came from a Revius. It started, this is the halacha.
Yeah.
It came from a Revius. And for the Gemara, but plukta like a Mairi. We didn't want to get involved in a machlokes, and that two can wash is a machlokes. There's a Mandiyama that says, not true, that two cannot wash from a Revius. So therefore, we didn't give that case. Zuck the Rush, for those who find the Rush, again, for me, it's five lines in the bottom. I don't know where it is for everybody else. Merviyas naitlam liyadayim le'echad afilu le'beis. Echad anaitl yadav tzarech reviyas. V'chein beis, yechaylam litl merviyas, zach azeh, hayo v'asim shiyurei tahara. It comes from the leftover of tahara, meaning it started with the amount of tahara, which is a reviyas. B'pluktoloi kamayri. The Rabbi Yaisi, Polig, b'seifah, Rabbi Yaisi argues in the Sefer, that's not true. The second guy has to have a Revius when he starts. Like, you tie it, that's what Rabbi Yaisi holds. And we didn't want to get involved in the Machlokes. Now, this is a little difficult, because the sheer Revius is still the sheer Revius. That's a sheer everybody agrees to for the first guy. So why isn't that listed? I don't have an answer. Maybe Art's going to bring something out. I don't have an answer to that. The Kasha is asked, but I don't remember any answer. I mean, the Gemara could have skipped the two and just said the halacha that Netilas Yadayim needs a Revius. Everybody agrees that if one guy is washing, he has to have a Revius in the cup. He doesn't have to use a Revius, but he has to have a Revius in the cup. Why can't that be listed? And that's not a Machlokes. True, there's a Machlokes if two can use the same Revius. By the way, just as an aside, some Rishonim learned when two wash, one has his hands under the other, and you pour them on both together. So even though it's coming from number one down to number two, and it's not coming, that's good enough. That's how some Rishonim learned. The Rush doesn't learn that way. If you notice, the Rush said one and then the second. That's why I spoke it out that way. But that's the kasha. I wonder if Art Score asked anything. He said anything? Doesn't say anything. I didn't see an answer.
Isn't the water from the first guy's hands touching the second guy's hands?
Yes, and that's exactly what this Mandiyama says works. See, all suppositions that you had about Netilas Yadayim, this Mishnah is saying, please discard them and accept the Mishnah.
I'm saying it for a negative way.
I know what you meant.
His hands tummy?
All these questions are great questions, but the Mishnah says it works. So let's redo Netilas Yadayim. That this Mishnah, according to some Rishonim, is saying that even though it touches the first man's hands, it's Tameh, but since it's being Metayer his hands, it can go to the second one as well. See, you're working backwards. If you don't understand what I'm trying to say, you're assuming because you know what we do Lemaisa. I'm telling you what some Rishonim learn. The Rush doesn't learn that way. The Rush learns one and then the second. Yes? Again, some Rishonim learn that the Mishnah is saying you can have two people, one on hand under the other. The Rosh saying, you start with the Revius, pour some of it on number one, and some of it on number two. Yes, yes.
What's
the Tefillos
are they doing?
The Tefillos are dying for bread. And we're not putting halacha now.
I know. Okay. I know.
Zogdik, b'plukta loy kamayri. So here, some Rishayim have a problem. We brought the case of two Mesim, and we didn't say b'plukta loy kamayri. So the Mefarish said over there, lav dafka. But the others that say it's picking sides. So Taisa says, we pick sides in red. In white, we don't want to get involved in machlokes. I'm just telling you what Taisa says. Take it or leave it. That's your business. Taisa says it. I mean, you don't have a choice. Taisa says it, so you're stuck. Okay. Zog digimai vayter. What? No. Not that I know of, no. I'm trying to find where the Taisa says. I don't see it here. They quote a Taisus that says that we didn't want to get involved in red, but in white we did. Taisus Nazir Revius Yain Lenazir. I forgot the comment of a book to look to my rehine got a chiyurta. Because Taisus is a problem by Nazir, it's also machloikus. The Mishnah Rishayna Mishnah Achrayna, whether it's a Revius or Xayas. The Mishnah Achrayna changed it to Xayas. So why are we listing it? So Taisus, by the reds, we have no problem listing machloikus. By the whites is the only time the book to look in my Taisus Nibra Masku Nazir Revius Yai.
You want to keep things pure.
Yes, so. I'll let you say chat. I just telling you what Taisus says. Yes?
Would you take an implication that the red is more precious?
No, I'm not making any implications.
Because there is, when Rav Moshe was talking about, because it's poor Pesach, he did say that red is preferable.
The Gemara says red is preferable. That's not a thing. Okay. The Gemara says red is preferable, but that's nothing to do with anything else.
There does seem to be a
cheat. No, it's only because red wine is better. It's more, it's, but the Pasuk says, Al Tera Yayin Ki Yis Adam.
I'm not certain what the difference is better
in
the kosher, but that's okay.
It's only by wine that it says it doesn't say by any other red. It's not the color red. It's that red wine is more desirable.
Sorry, that's what I was thinking. I was unclear.
Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. V'ikya kama mayim naisim l'taycha kosu Reb Zakeh Ayim Revius. This is by Meir Aglayim. If a person has a cup of urine, he's not allowed to daven in front of it. So he adds water, he can daven in front of it. How much water does he have to add? It's not like,
did you skip?
Kind of comment says a little bit of water. And Reb Zakeh says, add a Revius. I skipped. I'm sorry. You're right. Vayikra, back three lines before that. Hayamevi Pili Shocheres. He brought a Pili means a berry sheep keli of cheres. I don't know what English word he uses. The Mefari says, what?
Earthenware feel, P-H-I-A-L, I've never heard.
Okay. Whatever it is, it's Pili feel. Whatever it is, it's a... The Mefari says Kli Garua. Taisus says Kli. The Rush says Migda, which is, I guess, the name of a Kali. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so V'naisin L'taycha Chatzi Lug Mayim Min HaKiyar. And he took a half a lug of water from the Kiyar. This is talking about, I believe, Paraduma. I think this is talking about Paraduma. No, Saita. My mistake. Saita. So here we have another case of Revius. And again, Bepukta like Kamairi, we're not talking about Pukta. How much water do you add to Meirag Layim? Kosuhu. Reb Zakeh, I'm a Revius. Again, Bepukta like Kamairi, and again, this is the time that the Gemara repeats three questions with the same answer. Sometimes the Gemara asks, like the Rishayim ask why, and sometimes they don't ask why, and this is one of the places they don't ask why. I always understood, it's my own theory, I mean, I might have heard it from somebody, I'm not claiming ownership, is that these Ravina Ravasha organized Gemara, different Bate Medrash asked different questions and came to the same answer, so they put down all the questions, even though one answer answers all. Zakhtaraj, Pilot Shacharis Mikta. You need holy water, which is some tekiyah. That's right. The Mepharshim do point out that the reason we're makul by mei reglayim to just add water to kind of kosher is because really it's only usher to daven in front of a person when he's urinating, when you see the urine coming out of the body. Once the urine is out and it's in a keli, it's really not us. It's only us and the Rabbanon. So therefore, the Rabbanon were makul that any kind of mixture, depending how much, is mutter. Yes.
This is luck on my side. Someone has a Foley catheter in a bag.
Yes. Yes. If it's covered.
And then what was the halach on that?
You can daven. You can daven with a catheter. It just has to be covered.
Well, if the bag isn't covered, you're in big trouble. It's not sterile. It has to be sealed.
I don't know. I had a catheter and the bag was see-through.
Right. But
that's not covered.
Within the bounds of my knowledge, and you would know this better than I do, there is an Indian to cover it.
You have to cover it.
It's sealed within the bag.
No, I think you have to cover it. If it's see-through, I don't think you can cover it.
There's a difference between Irba and Sola.
Right.
Sola is called plastic,
though. I hear everything. You mean you can see it. Okay. Right. Maybe you're right. Yeah, you're 100% right. A ve'ikam miklat, you can type on a revius of water, of rainwater, a little needle that's tame. Now remember, in those days, kalem used to become tame. I mean, they still become tame, but we don't do anything about it. In those days, they typed kalem. So the guy had a little needle that became tame, he had to type it. If he had a revius of rainwater in a puddle, he could type it. He didn't have to go to a mikvah 40 saw. There's a revius, and it's not a machlokes. And for the Gemara, Bar Mahid the Batul Rabbanan. Rabbanan came along and said that even though biblically that is true, but rabbinically we made you go to a mikveh anyway of 40 saw, so therefore it's not pertinent anymore, so therefore it's not listed. Dr. Rush, Rika, I'm sorry to have you, Doctor, if you have a kapur of it, Dr. Rush, Rika Revius Mayim, the Chazi Lahatu Be Machdim Betsinarius, Kadis and Parakam at the Psachim. You can't type anything with less than 40 saw. However, that's only true in a mikvah of rainwater. In a well, you have a natural body of water, you can type something in less than 40 saw.
Connected to groundwater.
Again, a natural body of water, which obviously came from under the ground, right? Nothing in my right.
That comes from under the ground. In other words, you couldn't put a pen or needle into a puddle, right?
Exactly. They were Rabbana were Babatua. That's what it just says in the Gemara.
Before that,
you could put it into a puddle. Revius of Meg Shaman would be Matar, something that fits into it. Not something that doesn't fit into it. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to the Mishnah. I think Avram, you'll excuse me, I don't like to be in competition. The Ein Chayev,
actually,
nothing, I just asked, yes, I could teach, I wanted to teach. The Ein Chayev, actually, again, Mishnah Lamedawad Amadawad, important that we look at the Mishnah so we should know what the Gemara is talking about. The Ein Chayev, actually, Yoichum and Anadavim Chayev. Mishnah Lamedawad Amadawad. The Mishnah says, Ve'ein chayev at sheyoychem and alavim gzayis. One is not chayev until he eats gzayis of the grape. That's the shear. Then it says, Mishnah Rishayna imrath at sheyishta revius yayin. The Mishnah Rishayna said, until you drink a revius of wine. Now, that means, the Mishnah Rishayna said, until you drink a revius of wine. And then, so the question becomes, what changed? Okay, let's do the rush right over here, who explains the Mishnah. According to the Mishnah, the rush says, here on that Lamed Ches Amid Beis is where the rush is. I have it on the top of the Amid Beis. I don't know where everybody else has it. Ve'ein chayev at sheyoychem and anavim gzayis. V'hu adin l'shtia. The same thing as drinking would be a gzayis. B'gzayis. V'ashikur b'kiva de seifa. This is like the Mishnah Achrayna. That means the Mishnah is bringing you the Mishnah Achrayna before it brings you the Mishnah Rishayna. That's how the Rush learns. Right? That you're not chayev till you eat a gzayas, and drinking would also be the shear of a gzayas, which is smaller than a revias. That's what the Mishnah said. And that Mishnah Rishayna said, you have to drink a revias, which sucks the Rush. Mishnah Rishayna is Yishnah revias yayin. Vadin lachilas chatzanim bezagim, the chayev revias. According to Mishnah Rishayna, solids were also revias. G'mafarish b'gemara. So here we have, according to the way the Rush learned, it's a machlokes Rishaynim, but I'm learning the Rush, that the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna, did not differentiate between solids and liquid. Mishnah Rishayna held the shear is revias for the liquid and for solid. Nazir, everything is revias. Mishnah Achrayna said, everything is gzayas, both solid and liquid. Now, how do you measure a revias of solid? Revias is a liquid measurement by water displacement. The way you would measure a revias of solid is by putting it into a cup of water and seeing how much water comes out. If a revias comes out, that's a revias of solid. Revias is a liquid measurement, not a solid measurement. Gzayas is a solid measurement. So the way you measure a liquid, a solid, the revias is by water. Tanakama, which is Mishnah Achrayna, Loim Adami Loim L'chol Yisurin Nazir L'shtayim. I'm sorry. The Rush takes out the word Loim. Tanakama, Madami Loim L'chol Yisurin Nazir L'shtayim. The Tanakama says the setting of the shear depends on the drinking, right? The drinking is what decides the shear of Nazir, both for liquid and for solid. Since the pasuk says the word yoichal, he says the setting of the shear of everything in Nazir is gzayas. Ma'achila gzayas, I'll call Yisurim gzayas. Mishnah Rishayna said, the Torah talks about drinking. Drinking is a revias. And since we don't want to differentiate between things in Nazir, we say everything is a revias. Mishnah Achrayna, which is Rabbi Kiva, said no. The Torah said achila. And we don't want to differentiate by everything in Nazir, so therefore, everything is exias. That is the difference between Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna. That's the Rush's Girsa, because he takes out the word lay. And that's how we're learning. I am going to mention the other Shita, but I don't want to confuse people, so if it's confusing, just don't listen. And that is that you are Gairis lay, and that the Mishnah Rishayna differentiated between solid and liquid. Everybody held that liquid is a revias. I'm sorry, that solid is exias. Even the Mishnah Rishayna held, Sabeina Chayev Asiyachum and Anravim Exias. That was according to everybody. Mishnah Rishayna held liquid is a revias, and Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, liquid is like solid. So according to the, if you are Gairis Loi, the Gemara is saying, Tanakama Loi Medami Loi L'chol Yisuri Nazir L'shtiyah. He didn't compare everything to Shtiya. He said, solid is Exias, and liquid is a Revias. And Rabbi Kiva said, no, everything is Exias. So the Rush learns that everybody compares liquid and solid. The question is which way. The other Rishayim are Gairis the word Loi. They learned that the Tanakhama differentiated between solid and liquid, and Rabbi Kiva says no. So it's a machlokes Rishayim how to learn. Since we learned like the Rush, we will learn that the Tanakhama learned everything is a revias, and Rabbi Kiva learns everything is an exias. There's a Rush on the Mishnah that we going to read right now. Rabbi Kiva, I am a filled shor pita b'yayim yeshlo the tzayim k'zayim mipasim b'yayim chayiv. The koshkin l'chaytzanim v'zogim z'chayiv b'gzayis. For sure, for solid, z'chayiv b'gzayis. Hachi yasinim b'svarim tanakama, pirish mishner ishayna, medamalahu, he doesn't say loy medamalahu, he says medamalahu l'chol yisuri nazal ishtiya. Ushtiya b'revias, y'afina shecher shecher mimigdash. How do I know drinking is a revias? How do I know that drinking is a revias? Because we learn it out from Shekhar Shekhar Mimigdash. V'hadiyol of Kali Suri Nazir Mishtiyah. Now, I don't know how we learn it out from Migdash. I don't think it says there, the Shia revias. But I think there it's Halacha L'maaseh Mesinai that it's Urvi. I'm not sure. We learn out that when it says Shechor, it means the same amount as drinking by the Mikdash, which is a Revius. I'm not sure what the source of that is. I'm not sure. Rebbe Kiva, Kiva de Siv, Anavim Vachim Yivei Shema Achil Lebegzayas, the Kaimala, Bechol Dukta Shir Achil Lebegzayas. Av Kol Yisuri Nazir Begzayas, Nevat Chavdala, what does he say? Mivav de Anavim by Kedarish. It says, Va'anavim Vachim Yivei Shem Lo Yoichal. Before that, it talked about drinking, and then it says, V'anavim, so we say everything is the same shir as anavim, which is exias. Zog to Gemara Viter. Tana Rabbana. Okay, now to understand this Gemara, we have to know the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Miyayim v'sheikha yayin, yazir, chayim v'tiyayim v'chayim v'sheikha lo yishta, v'chom mishras anavim lo yishta, v'anavim lakam yivesim lo yoychal. Chayilash yimein Israel, So the Mishnah lists, the Pasuk lists a bunch of specifics, then says, Mikoyla Shiyasim Migefen Ayayin Lo Yoichal. Now, Mikoyla Shiyasim Migefen Ayayin is called a Lav Shebeklalas. It includes everything coming from wine, from Gefen Ayayin. It includes grapes. It includes chatzanim. It includes zug. It includes chaymet. It includes everything that comes migefen ayayin. These are all products migefen ayayin. So that includes the whole family. And then the Torah mentions each one specifically with a lav. Miyai v'sheikha yazir. Chaymet yai v'sheikha v'sheikha lo yishta. Chomishas anavim lo yishta. Anavim lachim yiveshim lo yeichal. Where the Torah specified a lav for each thing. And then the Torah wrote, everything that comes from grapes you shouldn't eat. Then how about if a guy eats grapes? How many lavin is he over? He's over anavim lo yoichal. He's also over mikol hashiyasim gefen ayayin lo yoichal. So how many sets of malchus would the guy get? He violated two lavin. But one of them is called a lav shebeklalius, a lav that's inclusive without mentioning specifics. Everything. It didn't say this, this, or this, and this. It says everything. So do you get Malkus for an everything lav? That's a Machloikus in this Gemara. If a person violates an everything lav and nothing specific mentioned, is there Malkus? Now, a guy ate grapes. He definitely violated the lav that the Torah said do not eat grapes. He also violated the lav of everything that comes from a grape product. So how many sets of malchus does he get?
Nothing to do with
klal prat. Nothing to do with
klal prat. Klal prat is the same problem.
No, klal prat is how to darshim sukkim. This is a lav of mikol hashiyasim gefen yai lo yoichal. This is a lav. Besides the fact that it's a klal, it also is a lav for everything together. Zok de gemara.
That's gefen ayayin literally.
Anything that comes from a the way I understand it, from a vine that produces wine. That's what I think it means.
Even
what?
Even the branches?
Well, that we had Klal Prat or Ribui Mia, that we excluded them. But that's because there was an exclusion of Klal Prat or Klal. That's or Ribui Mia, Ribui, whatever way we learned it.
But
what?
But when it says Klal
again, but again, it doesn't, if we excluded it, then it's not part of it. Tana Rabbana. V'anavim lakam yiveshim lo yoichal. L'chaye v'azeh b'fnei atzmai, v'azeh b'fnei atzmai. If you eat wet grapes and you eat dry grapes, you chaye two lavim. Now, even though the Torah mentioned them in one lav, but it specified each one specifically. So lo yoichal goes on each one specifically. This is not called a general lav, because it specified lachim and yiveshim. So if you eat lachim, you get a lav. If you eat yaveshim, you get a lav. So if a guy eats both types of grapes, he's over two lavim. Look, we can't have to done. L'chol yisurim shebetayra. Ma kan shu min echad. It's one thing. It's grapes. V'hen shnei shemus, but they're called lachim and yaveshim. L'chay v'azeh b'fnei atzmai v'azeh b'fnei atzmai. Av kol shu min echad. V'hen shnei shemus. Chayiv azeh b'fnei atzmai v'zeh b'fnei atzmai. La'asuyeh chamra chati v'imbi. fresh wine tastes the same as grapes. And a guy eats, another eats wine, fresh wine, drinks fresh wine, and eats grapes. It tastes the same. Is that one lav or two lavim? The answer is two different names. One is called wine, one is called grapes. No different than lachim and yevesim.
But the general thing, we don't get lachim for?
We didn't get there yet. Zog der Rosh. Chayav ha-zemech ne'atzma, zemech ne'atzma. Im ochel ha-novim lachim v'yevesim. V'hitzruvai, mishum lachim lo yoichal, mishum yevesim lo yoichal. He told him, you're not allowed to eat lachim, you're not allowed to eat yevesim. Chayav shayim. Even though they taste exactly the same, they are two mentioned separately in the Torah. Right? Now our gear says Mikana Tadan Lecholi Suri Torah. The Russian gear says Mikana Tadan Lecholi Suri Nazir to the Mefarish Vazu. Even though they taste the same, fresh wine and grapes taste the same, still, the halacha is. Hoyo and Beishemus, they're called two names, yes.
Is there a reason why both you and Rabbi Rabinovich are referring to dried grapes as dried grapes rather than raisins?
The Torah refers to them as dried grapes.
Well, dried raisins are dried grapes.
Again, I'm reading the pasuk, and if you want to learn raisins, it's a thing.
No,
if it makes you happier, I like to make people happy.
Eating in his hand. Hanging on the use of two names, which we do in English as well.
Again, the Torah says, "Anavim lachem v'yevesim." I'll let you translate it any way you want. I translate it as dry and dry.
It's the same thing. It seems to be a lot simpler. Simply to say that fresh wine, which is non-alcoholic, has a different taste, is a liquid, and grapes are not. Grapes are a solid.
Again, they're called two different names. Difference two malchus. Right. I don't know, Greg.
Kadosa is
grape,
like grape juice.
Yes.
And Inve is grapes.
Right.
And that's referring to the lachim and
yevesim. Go. It's learning out from lachim and
yevesim. I'm sorry?
We learn it out that even though they taste the same, so do lachim and yevesim, and still you get two malchus, and so the same thing would be true for grape juice and grapes. Amar Abaya. Achu chaitzim loika shtayim. Achu zog. Like the shtayim. One is peels and one is pits, and there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, which is which, so I'm not going to get involved in that now. Let's say chartzon, for argument, say it is pits. You eat the pits, there's two malkasin. One, the Torah said, chartzon, you shouldn't eat.
I like the other way.
And?
No, who said the sheet that said, I'll make it easy for you to remember? Zug is the thing that's in the middle.
That's on the outside. That was the Mandi Omer that said the outside is easier to remember. He said, like the bell where the Zug is
right,
the outside.
Right.
Where the
Zug
is the outside.
No, not the outside.
Okay. I tell you what, wait till the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say the fair is my way. That's why I said it that way. I picked that Mandi Omer because he says it's easier to remember.
I thought Zug for sure was the bell.
Right, and the bell was outside of the bell. The inside is called the clapper. That's what that Mandi Omer says. I hate to break the news to you, but that Mandi Omer says, Zug refers to the outside of the bell.
The outside of the bell?
I think we're having a ridiculous argument. The Gemara is going to say that Zug refers to the outside. You can call it whatever you want, but that's what the Gemara says. I really don't get involved in questioning the Gemara on this. The Gemara says Zug refers to the outside of the bell. I'm not going to argue with you. I hate to say this, but I think we're having a ridiculous argument. Not that we haven't had many ridiculous arguments here, including me, I've said ridiculous things, but I think it's a ridiculous argument. Right. So if you eat chatzanim, you violated two lavim, the lavim chatzan and the lavim mikalashiyatim, mikefanayayin. You eat zug, which is the outside, you also violated two lavim, zug and mikalashiyatim, mikefanayayin. So the person who eats chatzan gets two malkasin, the person who eats zug gets two malkasin. How about if he ate chatzan vizug? He was warned, don't eat chatzanim and don't eat zug, and he ate both, like a shalos. One for chatzan, one for zug, and one for mikalashiyatim, mikefanayayin. You don't get two for that, you get one for that. Rav Amar, ain't a like a lachas. Rav says, no. Chatzin is one, and Zug is one. There is no two. She'ain a like a lav shebeklalas. You don't get malchus on a lav that's inclusive without specificity. Because if the lav includes many things but specifies them, that's not a lav shebeklalas. It includes two things, but it specifies them. Because is unspecific. That's called a lav shebeklalas, and Rabbi says, ain't like it a lav shebeklalas. Zuck the rush. Chayts and like a base. The Mikash, he asked him again for Nayayan, Kali Akulu goes on all of them. The Lucky Alei, I call Minu Minchi Yechal. Everything you eat, you get that Malkus. Okay. That's it. Fine. Masib Rapapa. So Rapapa asked the question. Rabbi Lazar Eimer. They warn a guy, don't drink wine, and he sits and drinks wine for an hour. He gets one malchus. I said an hour, then B'gemara says kol hayayim, all day. Amru le altista altista, they give him repeated warnings. B'utshaisa, chayev akalachas v'yachas. Every warning makes a new lav. It's the same lav, it's a lav. You have a lav, but every warning makes a separate malchus. He ate grapes, moist grapes, dry grapes, pits and peels. Besachad eshko shal anavim v'shasa, and he also drank grape juice. Like a chamesh, he gets five malkasim. One for lachim, one for yaveshim, one for katanim, one for zagim, and one for wine. Grape juice. According to Mabaya, yagilu kashesh, achas amikal ashiyasa. What happened to the sixth one? He violated the general law. I mean, Kalashi asked him again for an ayayin. Right? Now, going to Rabbi, this makes perfect sense. But going to Abaya, there's a law of Mikalashi asked him again for an ayayin. So, the Gemara Tana Vishaya. We left it out. The Mishnah did not have an exclusive list. There are more law, and he just wanted to tell you that there's five. There's really six. Frank, the Gemara, my Shire, the High Shire. We don't leave one thing out. The rule is, lists don't have to be all-encompassing. But if you leave out, you leave out more than one. And you only left out one. We don't leave out one. If you make a list, you count all, or you leave more than one out. So the Gemara, Shire Le'achol Devarai. There's a law, you broke your word, which is at every neder. It applies to Nazir as well. So therefore, there's really seven. And we listed five, but we left two out.
Why did you mention that all along?
I didn't
mention that all along.
Where's all along?
We've been talking about how many, two, three, you know.
You're right. The Yahoo would be at each one. Back on the Dorim, Dab Gimlum and Beis, the Gemara said that we're Makish Naziris, Nadorim, and Nadorim, Ay Baba Yahoo Devarai, Af Naziris, Ay Baba Yahoo Devarai. Back on the Dorim, Gimlum and Beis, the Gemara spoke out. You're right. It's not mentioned at all. Like now, the Gemara seems to have introduced a new thing. Now it's fair and rubber. According to Rava, there's six, and we only mentioned five. So we only left one out. See, now we just turned the tables. Before, we had a question in Abaya, and we came up with two that left out. But Rava didn't leave out because she asked him again for Nayayan. So to Gemara, Imishim Hai Lav Shuruhu. Rava will tell you that's not called left out. Why? Kiktani Mishu Dol Yislam Bedus Kachrina. Yahu Devar Yislam Bedar. We're listing things that are Nazir specific. Well, Yahu is not a specific Nazir, so that's not called left out. So Abaya left out two, and Rava left out none. Zuck Drash. Uncle Amrulai Altista Basrois Machalkis. What does he put in some here? Asrois Machalkis. The Asrois separate the Lavin. Uncle Lachim Yavashim. Mikol Echad Kazayas. Gam Sakhat Eskol Sharavim Vishasa. Eat exias of each, because each one is its own lav, you have to eat exias, and you also drank exias of grape juice. The answer is, we left out two, and according to Rava, we left out none. Amale Ravina Mifrazakula Ravashi. Bashayer, it left out the Bein Abinayim. The Bein Abinayim. Now, the Bein Abinayim is the Machlokes Rishonim, what it means. The Machlokes Rishonim, what it means. The Rosh here picks one side. And if I remember correctly, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara where it talked about Bein Abinayim earlier, I think the Rosh picked the other side. Even though here he says, like I explained before, I don't remember it that way. We'll look it up. Bein Abinayim, if we turn back. Bein Abinayim. I remember where we had Bein Abinayim. What? Right, okay. Lamedalad Amid Beis? Right. Bein Abinayim. So the Rosh said there, the Bein Abinayim, he brought Rabbeinu Tam, that said small grapes that never get exposed to the sun, and they never ripen. So he learned that when the Pasuk, the Gemara there said that the Ad Zug, Chatanim Ad Zug, Ad included Bein Abinayim. That's what the Gemara said. So Rush there brought Rabbeinu Tam's shot. Here he learned not that way. Here he learned the other way. The Bein Abinayim means the grape between the peel and the pit. That's the pulp. The grape in between the peel and the pit. So why isn't that mentioned? When a guy eats grapes, he's either too lava. He's either eating a grape, and he's either eating the pulp of the grape, and the peel of the grape, and the pit of the grape. So he's really doing a lot of things. We didn't mention that. Elam Rav Kampa. So I'll probably give another answer. Let's do the Rosh on Bein Abinayim. It's very interesting. Look the Rosh. Vashayim Bein Abinayim. Hainu mas yesh ben achatzarim v'zog to the breaches leel. That's the Pope, like I explained earlier. Now, if you look at Lamed Adam and Beis, the Rosh did not say that there. But like Allah Mishim Ba'ad, we learned it from Ba'ad. The Simba Chatzarim Ba'ad Zog. With the like appearance of Rabbeinu Tam, which is what he brought there, the Pirish, because who said he ate these little grapes here? He's just eating regular grapes. So therefore the Rosh says, this is my shot. The Bein Abinayim means the Pope, not little grapes. Now, over there, the Rosh brought the Rabbeinu Tam and didn't bring any other shot. Here, he refers back, like I said there, not like Rabbeinu Tam. There he only brought Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe we don't have the whole gears of the Rosh. That's obvious, the answer. That the Rosh had more that we don't have. That's the answer, yes.
Yeah, we see the instruction that a Nemora will say two different shots, and then it will be explained a few lines later that in that case, Rabbi Yochanan was speaking in the name of Rabbi Yana, not in the name of himself.
Okay, again. The Rosh says, like I explained before. There is no.
Here's the problem with that.
That's all I need. That's all I need. I don't need any more than that.
In fact, he was speaking.
I don't care that he brought Rabbeinu Tam there. It doesn't bother me. Rabbeinu Tam is a wonderful man. The reverse says in Rabbeinu Tam, Ulai Gadol Karashi. He says the biggest of the Bali Taisvas, maybe as big as Rashi. That's what reverse says about Rabbeinu Tam. So he doesn't need my askama. He's a wonderful man, Rabbeinu Tam. But when the Rush says I did it before and we don't have it. The answer is clear. We obviously don't have the whole Rush. The Rush is not lying when he said to the preacher's lail. He obviously did explain it that way, just we don't have it. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Is that why
Ben Thomas
was the grandson of Rashi?
Yes.
Is that why he can...
All Bali Taisis argue on Rashi. The Rush says that Ben Thomas was the biggest of the Bali Taisis. I don't know. I don't measure these things. The Rush says he was the biggest of the Bali Taisis. And he says, Ulai Gadol Karashi. Ulai Gadol Karashi. Pretty big scum of from somebody to say that maybe he's as big as Rashi. No other Bali Taisis has said they're as big as Rashi. They're allowed to argue. People argue on people that are bigger than them. You're allowed to argue with the Tyra. You know, my Rebbe once told me, you can argue in a reason. You're just a fool if you do. There's nothing in the Tyra that says you can't argue in a reason. You can come along and say, I disagree with Rashi. I have a different shot than Gemara. There's nothing, you're not over any Isser except maybe being a Shaitan. Tied for that, there's no Isser. It's foolish to say that you can figure out a Gemara better than a Rashi. Foolish. But not Asser. Just foolish. No. That's also the mitzvah not to be foolish, but that's a different kind of mitzvah. It's a lot of
McClellan. So one of that said, how can Adam Arishim call Chava, this is after she finished being she killed the world. How do you call her Chava? Okay.
Right, so the support of the Rishonim talk about it.
So Rashi says it's going back to the name was given way before that, right?
Right, so therefore.
So that's not a question. And the person, we know the person who's had all the Torah on that.
Again.
Meaning, how can a person. Rashi says not like that, right?
But the other Rishonim learned differently. Take a look at the Sepurnu there. He says, Bedafka now we named her Chava. Again, I don't know which person you're referring to, the Eldos, the Kutairan Chava, but whoever it was can learn like the Sepurnu. But the Sepurnu explains why he called her that now. So he gives the answer to the question. Okay. Zagdigma Elam Rapapa. Loi Tanya Midi Chamish. The Brisa never said the number 5. The whole thing we're having here in this discussion is a non-discussion. The Brisa never said there are 5 lavin. It never gave a number. It just said, you're either on these lavin. You're either on more lavin. Frektigamar Brisa Chamish. So why did he ask him the number 5 if it doesn't say 5 in the Brisa? Like, what's going on? Are we playing a game? He asked him, Akasha. Rapapa asked, it says 5, there's 6. No, it doesn't say 5. So would you say it says 5? If the Brisa never said 5, so the Kasha is a ridiculous question. You made it up. Zakti Gemara, Ma'achin Leitana Chamish, my time Ashvei. Amara Papa, Anosavri, Minadis. Let me explain this outside, and before everybody jumps on me, let me explain this. The Papa knew it doesn't say 5. He knew Abaye said you get Malchus and Lashem Beklalus. He wasn't sure whether Abaye figured this out on his own, or if Abaye had this as a Messiah. She decided, I will ask Abaye a question. If it's his own Svara, he'll retract. If it's a Messiah, he will not retract no matter what I bring against him. He learned that from his Rebbeim. You can bring whatever you want. He's not backing off. So he made up a Brisa that said a number 5 and never said it. He figured he'll respond. He'll see how Abaye responds. Will Abaye respond? He said, okay, I back off. Then he'll know that it was Abaye's own Svara. Will Abaye respond with the Terutzim? He'll know that Abaye learned this from his Rebbeim. That's all he wanted to know. But he figured instead of asking Abaye, is this your own or is this your Rebbe's? He decided, I'll make up a number. I'll ask him a question. The number never existed. The question was never a question. But from his response, I'll see whether it was a Messiah or his own Svara. That's all I wanted to know. I thought it's not a Messiah. For Hadrabay, it'll change his mind. I didn't know it was a Messiah. So I decided I'd test him out. Zakhtarash. Amra Baba Leitanehe. Pirishtana Leitane Minyana, like Abstami. Never said a number. Rapapa asked the question. To me, it's the top one on the Amud Aleph. I don't know where everybody else has it. Rapapa Hikshim Ach Breitzel Abaya, Beisel Lukashesh, Beilatani Tana Miyana. If it didn't say a number, in came my say, what is he asking him? Mishani Rapapa Higia Hahe Bebreitzel, he put it in. They laid the Abaya Gemara Gemara Lai Mitzvah Ramanahale. That way he'll ascertain whether Abaye said it on his own or whether he learned it from his Rebbeim. When he heard the Brisa, he would have said, okay, you're right. That would show that it was his own Svara. And then Rebbe Papa could tell him, by the way, there's no Brisa like that. But if it's his Rebbe, he's not going to back off. That's what he wanted to prove. He found out that it was his Rebbe's. That's all he wanted to know. Yes, doctor.
And the thing which makes me uncomfortable about that and argued on it
recently,
but Abaye argued on
Hosea
all the time. He argued on
Rabbi,
he argued on Rabbi
Yosef. Rabbi, not his Rabbi, you mean?
No,
it was
Rabbi. He won the argument. 12
simple times. Again, if Rabbi accepted a fact, Lav Alchem is a fact, not a Svara. You don't, if your Rebbe teaches you a fact, unless you can prove your Rebbe wrong, you accept the fact. You argue in your Rebbe when your Rebbe says a svara or a drasha one way, you learn a pasuk the other way. he understood the Mishnah one way, you understand the Mishnah another way. But when your Rebbe tells you, this is the halacha, you're going to say, I disagree? Who's your Messiah? Who teaches you whether there's Lashem HaKlaus or not?
In other words, this is another one of the 13
plus, Midas and 14 addresses. No, it's not turning to dresses. Is halacha l'maisha mishnah, Midas and 14 addresses? It's a fact. Not to dresses. The Messiah gets handed down from Rebbeim to Talmidim. That's why when some people ask me on things that my Rebbe said, I don't put much thing. My Rebbe told me this way, this is the way it is. I don't care what anybody else says, unless they can really bring me a raya that